AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Beau Biden was an original. He was a good man.
President Obama remembered Vice President Joe Biden's son as someone who lived a life of meaning. Beau Biden died of brain cancer at 46.
He did in 46 years what most of us couldn't do in 146. He left nothing in the tank. He was a man who led a life where the means were as important as the ends.
The president spoke at Biden's funeral in Wilmington, Delaware. Beau Biden served as attorney general in Delaware, and he served in Iraq with the Delaware National Guard. Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno also spoke.
And he would tell me over and over again, as we had many discussions, "Sir, I'm just another soldier doing my best in my job to accomplish the mission."
Vice President Joe Biden did not speak at his son's funeral. Forecasters say there could be a few more days of violent storms in Colorado. Last night, trees were knocked down. Power is out to some homes around Denver. At least six tornadoes were spotted yesterday in Colorado, but caused little or no damage and no injuries. Police and medics in Iraq say a car bomb attack near a market has killed 14 people northeast of Baghdad. More than three dozen other people were wounded. Saudi Arabia shot down a Scud missile fired from Yemen.
The Saudi news agency did not report any casualties in the attack.
The AP's Merritt Kennedy reports this shows Yemen's Shiite rebels, the Houthis, still have the military firepower to threaten cities inside Saudi Arabia. One of two young sisters, a three-year-old who fell from a fourth floor of an apartment in Allentown, Pennsylvania, last night has died. The older girl, who is 5 years old, is reported to be in critical condition. Exactly how the fall happened remains under investigation in Pennsylvania. This is AP Radio News. In just a few hours, we will find out if the Triple Crown favorite actually makes history.
On the eve of potential horse racing history, the word happy keeps popping up around American Faro. Owner Ahmed Zayat says the colt, a mile and a half away from the first Triple Crown in 37 years, gives him a lot of confidence.
He's coming in very healthy, carrying his weight. He doesn't show any sign of wear and tear. And he's a happy horse.
American Faro will go off as an odds-on favorite, trailed by Frosted and Materiality, horses he already beat in last month's Kentucky Derby. Warren Levinson, Belmont Park, New York.
Tiger Woods' career has hit a new low. He shot his highest score ever in the pros, 85 at the Memorial, Jack Nicklaus's tournament near Columbus, Ohio. His final hole, he shot a quadruple bogey, 8. Tiger Woods is in last place in the tournament, which he won 8 times. It means he will likely tee off alone for the closing round tomorrow. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.